Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com, back with another episode of the Dollars and Cents Show podcast for homeschool group leaders. And for the next couple of podcast episodes, I want to focus on board job descriptions. I just did a podcast on board duties, the duties that a board has, the duty of care, duty of management, duty of loyalty, duty of compliance. But now I want to get into specifically what does each person on the board do? And I'm going to start with one job that's a very important job, and that's the board secretary. I am taking this podcast from notes that I wrote up in a new book I've just released called The Homeschool Organization Board Manual. And what this is it's really a template. It's an electronic book. It's a Word document that's a template of how you can create your own board manual. So it's got sections that you can put in your board manual, but it's also really, it's got a lot of additional information that's really a board training manual. And one of the things I wanted to put in this board manual to help you run your boards better and therefore run your homeschool organizations better are these job descriptions. So let me jump in with a job description of a board secretary. Now, the board secretary is one of the officers of the board. The officers are the four top positions on a nonprofit board, and they're the board chairman, or sometimes called the board president, either way. So the chairman or the president, the vice chair, sometimes called the vice president, the secretary, and the treasurer. Those four positions are called the officers, and those are the people who kind of carry the most responsibility. Okay, and here is the responsibilities of the secretary. It's a lot more than just taking minutes at a meeting. I bet you thought that was all the secretary does, but it's not true. Here's what she does. First of all, she helps develop and distribute a board calendar, meaning she's the person who keeps track of the dates. When are the board meetings going to be? When do we start our program? When do we finish? Even like what events are going to happen? The secretary keeps the calendar. She should also keep track of due dates with the help of the treasurer. Oh my gosh, are there due dates of when we have to send something to our state or something to the IRS? Yes, there are. And so the board secretary would want to put that on the calendar and distribute that calendar to all the board members. Again, I have a sample calendar in that board member manual I was talking about. Okay. She is also in charge of assembling a binder like I'm talking about, you know, like a three-ring binder. I call it a board manual, but it's a place that all the important papers are kept, that the budget is put in, the financial reports, the policies of the organization, stuff like that. She assembles that, and she passes it down to new board members, and so that's the secretary's job. She also gives notice of when the next meeting is coming up, and that's usually done via email now, maybe text. But hey, don't forget, we're having a meeting on Tuesday night, or I belong to a co-op. Oh, it was fabulous. We held our board meetings during co-op time. The folks who were responsible for scheduling the classes made sure that all the board members had the same hour free from any responsibilities outside of being the board, so no teaching that hour. And we had all our board meetings right there during co-op time. It was great. But a lot of times you guys have to meet outside of your co-op time or in the evenings or something. So the secretary's job is to make sure everybody knows and notifies them of upcoming meetings. Then she keeps track of the minutes at the meeting. And I have a sample agenda that a secretary could follow to keep the minutes of a meeting in that board manual. And the minutes should be pretty high level, okay? They should say, hey, here's who the date, here's who attended, here's more like bullet points. It's not a transcript of every word that was said. It's not a recording of how everybody voted or every discussion. It is just merely more like bullet points. This was discussed, and of course, anything that was voted on, and what are called action items, meaning follow-ups. She keeps minutes. She keeps track of that. And then she distributes those minutes after the meeting, and again, usually via email. And you can use, some kind of template or something like that, like a Word document. That's a good way to go. The secretary is also familiar with all the legal documents of the organization. Anything that you have ever sent to a government entity, like your articles of incorporation, your bylaws, they're an internal document you may or may not have to send to your state, but they are a legal document. The correspondence you get from the IRS assigning you an employer identification number, any letters from the IRS regarding your tax-exempt status, things like that. Those are the official legal documents of the organization. And again, to keep track of what those are, I sound like a broken record, but that's why I created that board manual, that template for you to know, hey, these are the important legal documents. The secretary needs to be a keeper of that. Every board member should have a copy. Some of these documents, I think, should be laminated or put in plastic sheets. She might want to have a copy of them electronically as well, store maybe up in a cloud-based storage system like Dropbox or Google Docs or something like that, that future board members can access as well. So the secretary is the keeper of important documents. But she works closely with the treasurer to make sure that the treasurer knows what due dates and what financial reports and things like that need to be filed. And she just is ultimately the keeper of the paper. Now, there are some homeschool co-ops who also have their secretary be the person who is the registrar, who keeps track of, okay, what families are registered. Again, working closely with the treasurer to say, have they paid? They paid whatever, their dues or their co-op fees or whatever. So frequently the secretary, the keeper of the papers, and the treasurer, the keeper of the money, work pretty closely hand in hand, which is one of the reasons why I recommend, having an online financial management software, okay, like QuickBooks Online, or there's a free one called WaveApps.com, which is a free accounting system that a lot of small nonprofits, homeschool groups find helpful, or homeschool-life.com, which is the organization that a lot of you have your websites hosted by, is now offering some accounting software. But the reason I like the online accounting software is because multiple people can log on at the same time. So the secretary, who might be the one who is the registrar or the keeper of the list of members, she might enter all the members' names and addresses, and then the treasurer might be the person who goes in and says, okay, now that they've all been entered, now I'm going to enter the bills for each family. So it kind of shares the workload if you have a cloud-based accounting and record-keeping system. But sometimes the secretary is not responsible for the registration. Sometimes that's a different member of the board, or sometimes a committee member or just a volunteer. Kind of relieves the load on the secretary. So I hope that's helpful to let you know what the duties of the secretary are. Again, she being an officer has authority to sign documents on behalf of the organization. I've worked with homeschool groups where sometimes the secretary is the one signing the official paperwork of the organization because she does have authority to do that. Sometimes it's the chairman. Sometimes it's the treasurer. But those are the officer positions, all of which have the most responsibility in running the organization. And I hope you've learned a little bit about what a secretary does and ultimately how valuable she is to the organization, because indeed she is the keeper of the records, the calendar, and the minutes. And I hope you find a great secretary, and I hope she does her job well. Look for, obviously, detailed, organized people who just love, binders, because really that's ultimately going to be her greatest tool, a binder. So I hope this is helpful. Hey, outside of that board member manual that I offer some helpful information on my website, Homeschool CPA. But one thing I've also been offering to homeschool groups recently is a board training via like a webinar or via, Skype or even a conference call. And that's where we sit down and I kind of go over we sit down via the internet, and I kind of talk to you guys remotely about, you know, how's your board organized, and what are the responsibilities of board members, and it's a little bit of board training. I've been on lots of nonprofit boards. I've enjoyed really being on all of them. They've been well run, and I've learned a ton, so I want to help your groups run better. I know that a lot of times homeschool groups don't have anybody who's been on a nonprofit board before, so they're not quite sure what they're doing or how their board should be run. So I hope by giving you these kinds of tools like this podcast or my board training service via, like I said, Skype or PowerPoint, something like that, that, you know, and via that board manual I already talked about, that you're just going to have strong boards, and that means good, strong organizations, and that means ultimately our goal, our goal, my goal and your goal, is to help people to homeschool their children successfully, because that's ultimately what the goal of your homeschool group is, to help parents raise their children and homeschool them well. So thank you for all you're doing to help parents homeschool their children, raise them to be great adults, great citizens, great Americans, and hopefully, you know, great worshipers of the Lord. So thanks. Thanks for listening. Hope this is helpful. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.